100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Obviously, I didn't die in a hurricane or a tropical storm or whatever it was when it passed through here. I didn't die in Harvey. So right here, hi, hello. We got a lot of rain. We had flooding in the garage. We had flooding in the streets. After a day of all the water being as high as it was, it went back down. We live in a relatively high area with great drainage when it works. Thankfully, it looks like the city did clear out the drainage mains before this happened, so, oh yeah. Sometimes they get a little gummed up with all the crap that people put flush down there and all the diapers and such. Then it's not so good. And way to go, guys. We're fine. A lot of people are not so fine. And hopefully y'all are giving the Houston Food Bank, the J.J. Watt You Cares thing, whatever the heck that is, United Way, all this other stuff. The problem is when you start to pick your little left-handed vegan bowlers, you know, your little niche groups, I feel that's a way of saying to the rest of the folks who aren't covered that by that specific situation, fuck you. So, if you want to have your little, you know, hyper-focus hissy fit, go ahead. It'll help someone, you know, like Food for Pets or whatever, but the blanket organizations, I think, have the flexibility to send money to who needs it, and hopefully, unlike the Southern Poverty Law Center, isn't socking away money in the Caymans. Yeah. So, big surprise there, huh? Or maybe they're not. I don't know. Who knows what the fuck is real anymore? With all the, somebody posts something on the net, and there's no backing of it. And the problem is, now that the major news outlets are falling for this shit, and they don't have fact checkers, they don't do firsthand, who knows what the fuck is real? I mean, that whole Meliano went to the hurricane zone in high heels. Well, the photographs of her getting on Air Force One and getting into the limo going to Air Force One, yeah, she was wearing heels, but she changed shoes on the plane and came down in regular shoes. So what the fuck is wrong with people who are spreading that shit around? And that's just one example. There's all sorts of crazy shit that people post, and no one knows what's real. No one knows what's real anymore. And it's very tiring, and it's very stupid. And people who forward that shit around, look what they did. Look what they did. Look what they did to statues. Look who they beat up. Maybe Trump is right. Everybody is to blame. Everybody is a fucking asshole at this point. Maybe we're a society of assholes. And, that's what it came to. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being a part of it. I'm tired of contributing to it. So what I'm going to do is, hold a weekly challenge. Stories. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. Simple enough. Is that a good enough deal for you? Well, deal is the topic. And a lot of people are dealing with a lot. The folks, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com has a list of all the folks who are in this one. Reach out to them. Say, hey, you know, hope you're okay. Thank you for all the messages that you put into the stories that you sent, by the way. That really does. Everything in the end, I knew was going to be fine. So I parked on the upper deck, so the truck didn't get swamped out. Did I go over this in the last one? In the last ramble? I don't remember. I mean, that was kind of in the middle of the rains were really getting there. And I posted a lot of photos. I have not been back to the office since last Friday. And then it was work from home. And then I've got a few days off. You'd think I'd be volunteering and lifting things. Yeah, well, let's see. The one bad arm, the bad knee, the bad... Just, you know, one half of everything is bad, including a kidney at this point. I know there are people like rolling around in wheelchairs and in iron lungs volunteering and helping. And it's like, okay, fine, I'll write a frickin' check. The thing is, you had lines and lines and lines of people volunteering, and there are still lines, and it's like, okay, so I'm gonna drive on the limited gas supply around and wait in line and then maybe pass out from the heat, and now I'm causing problems. So I'm gonna write a check, support others, donated a bunch of stuff. The relief supplies and all that, hey, bread and peanut butter, hey, people need them. Shampoo, people need them. Look up the list of what people need, send it to the drop-off spot. Yeah, I know, charity by credit card. Yeah, it's just, oh, it's so exhausting. I know. So there are a lot of people that really do need your help and really do need your sympathies. And by the way, this whole thoughts and prayers thing, I know some of you are on the faithful side. Go ahead. Go ahead and do that if that's what you do. All right? But if that's all you do, pardon me for saying, all right, I'm going to wave my hands in the air and stick my tongue out for 10 minutes. What good did that do? Instead, follow it. Go ahead and do that. If it helps you to focus, to gather your thoughts, gather your feelings, put you in the right mood to center yourself, go ahead and do that. However, nobody ever got better from thoughts and prayers, just that. And if you believe in miracles, why do you need to have thoughts and prayers to invoke a compassionate God to do it? If he's all-knowing, looks like, oh, look, there's people that are wet and they lost all their shit. I will help them. I know. I'm delving into territory that's a little sensitive for folks. All right, I know. I used to have a security blanket too. So follow them up with doing something. Even if it's doing something nice locally. A neighbor's yard looks like crap, and so you buy some plants and you plant them for them. You say, hey, I wanted to brighten things up here. I wanted to make it look nice. I want you to feel nice about it. And maybe brighten their day that way. Bring them over a hot meal. When all you see is them bringing in like ho-hos and ding-dongs for their 300-pound children. Whatever. Do something nice. Do it locally. Do it nationally. Do it universally. I just a clothing drive for Mars. One day we'll be able to fire this underwear. And by the way, underwear needs to be still in the original wraps. Apparently vacuum sealed. So I need to take a. Yeah, I had underwear that I bought a few weeks ago that had a sealness, freshness, the Glad Lock thing, whatever that crap is, for your underwear. Now I know for Hurricane Harvey. Apparently, you do need to be able to seal your underwear back up to keep it fresh. How did I know? I was ignorant and I was laughing at it. Who's laughing now? So that's enough of me rambling and goofing off and stuff and irritating the crap out of some of you. You should be used to it by now. Yeah, that's an excuse for being a dick. Sorry. Yeah, that's going to cover it. So if you haven't already hit stop, I would say enjoy the stories, and if you're inspired to write your own, let me know. And if you're so angry at all my rambles that you want to go off and start your own podcast, well, I'm going to start my own 100-word stories pod. I'll even give you the domain. No, I won't. I sit on a throne of lies. All right, here are some stories. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 593 with a prompt of deal. Here's my story. Axelrod wondered how fate could deal him such a crappy hand. born on the galactic battle base to low-ranking personnel who had as little ambition to transfer to a planet-side duty assignment as they did to advance their careers enough to get a larger cube closer to the entertainment sectors. Axel had 20 years of drudgery to look forward to before he could be transferred out on his own merit. He had heard that others deal in black market goods. That could be exciting, and get him a shuttle off the giant tube before he's 40 years old. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I always heard that the one who dealt it is the one who smelt it. Or is it the one that smelt it is the one who dealt it? This concerns the gaseous expression of hydrocarbons in and about the home. My aunt was lighting a birthday cake with her butane grill lighter and feeling an august explosion forthcoming. She reached behind her and lit it off, unknowingly starting the dining room curtains on fire. She brought the cake into the living room as the house filled with smoke and flames. The fire squad put it out. No big deal.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, Comedy Boot Camp. Comedy Boot Camp isn't pretty. It isn't meant to be. It exists to separate class clowns from comedians. New recruits are barraged with questions requiring rapid-fire responses. The first question is always, "What's the deal with airline food?" Routinely, instructors yell, "Drop and give me 20. A recruit goes to his knees and begins shouting, "Well, excuse me." Everyone thinks they can do 20 at first. After 10, they're sweating and shaking. They say it builds character. At the end comes Hell Week. It involves drill instructors screaming orders as they randomly change persona from Sam Kinison to Jerry Lewis.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Here's the deal. Keep your mouth shut about what you've seen, and neither of us have to worry about any comebacks. Me. Hassle from the law. And you. Hassle from. Me. Of course, I'm taking a risk in letting you go. It's not what I'd normally do. You see, I prefer to go by the principle of dead men can't talk. But I think you'll agree that one murder tonight is enough. Even so, I'll need to be sure. Mute men can't talk either. Did I say, keep your mouth shut? What I meant to say was, open wide.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The deal was that you'd never scream at me. The deal was that a smile would be a smile, and not a sarcastic sneer thrown at my soul. The deal was that I would live today, dream of tomorrow, regret nothing of the past, and now I live today dreading tomorrow and desperately trying to forget what happened. The more they told me to walk away, the more I pretended not to listen. I covered my ears, shut my eyes, sheltered my soul. And one day, in darkness, I decided to leave. May my tombstone read, "The deal was broken." And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Wait, I got one more. And tonight's story is called An Aging Scholar. Okay, I know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I got the good stuff. There was a lot of time to figure out how to get out of the deal. Yeah, the guy offered the same deal to bunches of folk over the millenniums. There's a mess of operas and poems about how it turned out so wrong. But I'm a damn clever guy. Got an ace up my sleeve. So now, at 110 years old, I'll think I'll lay it on the table.
Mephistopheles is turned away by the shining sword of the Archangel.
And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Turo Brazoino here, with a story on the subject, Deal. Sharper on table 4, said my colleague. He showed me a replay. You can't see anything, he said, but something's off, I can smell it. The cameras go 200 frames per second, and I had to single step to see it. Dealing from the bottom, under the top, peeking at the corners, faster than the eye could see. Faster than human fingers could move. Android, or just enhanced, we need a SWAT team to handle this one, I said. Sometimes I think we should give up and let anything sit at a poker table. They did that in sports years ago.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 592 on the topic of deal. My story this week is called The Art of the Deal. I might have stolen that from somebody, can't remember who. Deal me in. I sat at the empty chair and tossed some cash into the pile. I sensed a big night coming for me. As the hours wore down, so did my stakes. These pups were taking me to the cleaners. I felt my anger begin to rise, but I kept my cool. Finally, I was out. Beaten. The dollars weren't the issue. I could afford to lose them. No, it was the blow to my pride that stuck with me. Who'd have thought dogs would be so good at playing poker? Must be all that practice those hounds got while posing for endless portraits. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Richard. And Lawrence, I hope you're quite literally weathering the storm and that all is well with you. One story this week on the topic of deal, and it's called Deal. They offered me a deal. Names. In exchange for immunity from prosecution and a new identity. I wasn't sure about the new identity. The people I mixed with didn't like snitches. If they caught up with me, who knows what they'd do. Changing my name and relocating wouldn't be enough. If I was recognised, it was definitely game over. Don't worry, kid. We can fix it so your own mother won't recognise you. I gave them the names. They set me up, told the gang, and left me to their mercies. My own mother didn't recognize me after they'd finished. There you go. I'm done. Stay safe, everyone. Until next time. Goodbye.
An Excellent Deal by John DeCleese. The deals of the table were red, Scots pine, not white, which meant that we could afford it. The lumberman told us that the white from Norway spruce might be stronger, but would be more expensive. He said the table would be very serviceable in any case, and vastly cheaper than one of hardwood. We cared little for the ultimate quality of the table. It would soon be scarred by the strokes of our cleavers and saws. A plain deal table was all that was needed for our purpose. The pine would burn readily, leaving no evidence for Scotland Yard.
take a trip with me to planet Z.
Back in the 70s, there was this game show called Let's Make a Deal. Audience members dressed up in stupid and crazy costumes, and the host would invite them to trade for various unknown items in a box or behind a curtain. The best game was when the host offered money for a particular common item, like a comb or a toothbrush. Things got awkward when he asked for a flask of whiskey or pain pills. And downright awkward when he held up a 20 for a blowjob. "If I feel your teeth," said the host, "you only get 5.
And there you have it, another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The next topic is gas. So head on over to the site. You don't even need to head. You've been to the site. What do you care? I could put, you know, naked clowns hitting each other with fish, and you wouldn't know. So don't leave a comment. Don't click on anything. Just sit there in the dark. All right? Relax. It's the weekend is almost over for you. I got 2 more days off. Labor Day. You know, hey, okay, fine. Some of you... Oh, wait. This isn't just in America. This is all over the world. All right. Hello, world. A lot of people are going to have tomorrow off while you're busy doing stuff. Good luck. I have no idea what to say next. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this and all your wonderful notes. Follow it up with, I don't know, $10 to United Way or Houston Food Bank or something. Whatever. There's no tip jar on this site. I don't want your filthy, stinking money. Send it to someone who needs it. Okay? I appreciate it. I appreciate that you want to reach out. Okay, thank you. Big hug. There we go. Help someone. Thank you all. And as always, keep it brief.